Welcome to the Chi-Town Empire Show. Come and have fun and watch the show. Get your popcorn ready for the show. We're about to have fun on the show. Come and join us for episode one. Come and show love, we having fun. If you wanna vibe, come watch the show. It's the Chi-Town Empire Show. It's the Empire Show.
Angel, that's my angel. Happy Tuesday, guys. Hope you guys have an amazing, wonderful Tuesday. Yes, Tuesday. I also want to say happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to everyone. Birthday today. Hope you guys have an amazing, wonderful birthday. Enjoy you guys' birthday. Also, I know kids got out of school. People going to school. People probably getting off work or going to work. But yes, we're off today. But happy Tuesday, guys. Hope you guys have an amazing, wonderful Tuesday. But today, we're going to talk about this movie called Deadism. We're going to talk about that. Also, we're going to talk about the NBA. Let's get into it. First, let's talk about Deadism. It's a movie on Netflix. Came out March 8th. So that was like Friday. Last Friday. So Deadism came out March 8th. So it's on Netflix. You can watch it on Netflix, you know, with your family. It's a family movie. It's by like two different royals. You know, her side and this young woman agreed to get married this handsome prince, only discovering that it was a trap. She was thrown into a cave with a fresh breed dragon must really store on her wrist and survive. So, you know, she met this young prince. Two different worlds. You know, you got the young woman, beautiful one lady, who is you know like family, you know, ties, stuff like that. You know, she a royal, he a royal. But, you know, she married. She ain't know what this man had. You know, that's crazy. You know, when you marry someone, you know what they got, the traits and stuff like that. You know, you think they, you know, their looks and stuff like that. Like, they made for you. That's your person. You got that feeling. Yeah, that's my person. But found out that what this family be doing to these young women and, you know, slicing their, they palm of their hand and then the man, her own husband, threw her in the cave with a fire breathe dragon. It's crazy. So she's trying to survive that. You know, she wake up, got thrown in the cave with a fire breathe dragon. It's crazy. I have not seen the movie yet. I have not. But I saw the trailer. It looked dope. It's dope. It's on Netflix. You can watch it on Netflix. Came out Friday. Last Friday. So go check it out. It's called Deadism on Netflix. Some people already said, on social media online, they said it's 10 out of 10. I like the movie. So it's dope to see how she overcome things, stuff like that. Like, our diverse, but a crazy thing, a woman, want to, like, I don't trust them. Something weird about them. And they ain't listen to the woman. They not listen to the woman. And look, it's a payback. You see? Like, dang. You should listen to this woman who said, warned you, said that I don't trust them. I don't trust that side of the prince side. I don't trust them. You should, you know, counsel it. They ain't listen. They went through it. Now, it's a lot of stuff happened. So, it's going down. It's like, you never know, like, people's side. Like, you never know. It's crazy. But, you know, it's like a fairy tale movie. It's looked dope. Like I said, a lot of people said 10 out of 10. People like it. The movie. So go check it out. Called Deadism on Netflix. You can watch it on Netflix. You probably like it. And yeah, you know, go check it out. Like I said, it's a fairy tale. Where a young woman who was, you know, a princess, and she married to a handsome prince. So, and she found out about the family secrets and stuff like that. They cut her palm. And then the husband, crazy, her own husband, threw her in the cave with this fire-breathing dragon. It's crazy. Like, why? 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 So she's trying to survive, you know. She trying to, you know, try to survive and tell the people who her husband family threw in the cage, in the cave, and tell their story as well. So it's dope. So she said she's doing it for all the princesses who've been in the cave who have not survived and stuff like that. So that's what she's doing it for. So it's dope to watch and see. We're gonna see how she gonna overcome the obstacles and stuff like that, the challenges and stuff like that. And we're gonna find out, you know. He probably lied to her people saying, nah, the princess, you know, passed away. And on our watch, you know, we're gonna, you know, we cover her body and, you know, stuff like that. So we don't see how that works. I'm probably gonna watch later on, probably after, and see the movie. It looked dope. It's a fairy tale story. So yeah, go check it out on Netflix. Go check it out. Now let's move on to the NBA, of course. Yesterday game, we had Hornets versus Pistons. Piston 114-297. They had the Sun and the Cavs. This game was good. Nobody came down to the wire, but Cavs came up very, very shortly. Cavs 111-717. They had the Warriors and the Spurs. Lemmy got posted on by, you know, two rookie. I forget who he was. I forgot his name. He dunked on Wimby. So Wimby got posted. Wimby did get posted. So, man, Wimby got posted. But the Warriors, of course, 112 to Spurs 102. Then he had Dallas versus the Bulls. Dallas blew the Chicago Bulls out of nowhere. They blew them out. It was crazy. But Dallas has 127. The Bulls 92. Then you had the Raptors and the Nuggets. Nuggets was down, but they came back and fought their self back, fought their way back, and won this game. So Nuggets, of course, won. The champs won 125 to Raptors 119. They had the Celtics and Trailblazers. Of course, Celtics going to win 121 to Trailblazers 99. Then you got tonight's game, you got 76 versus New York, 6:30 p.m. So that's going to be a good game. And that versus OKC, that's going to be a good game, 7 p.m. You got the Wizards and Grizzlies. You go either way at 7 p.m. Then you got the Rockets and Spurs, 7:30 p.m. Then you got the Celtics and the Jazz at 8 p.m. So Celtics do got a back-to-back. Then you got the Timberwolves and Clippers at 9 p.m. Timberwolves Clippers at 9 p.m. Then you got the Bucks and the Kings at 9 p.m. So these guys are going to be good. All teams will be good. Only team got back to back is the Celtics. And it's going to go down. It's going to go down. So every team trying to fight for a playoff spot. And it's going to be tough. It's really going to be tough to get these wins, you know. But Celtics, of course, clutch, you know, the first seed. Celtics number one in the East. Celtics, Bucks, Cavs, New York, Orlando, 76ers, Indiana, Heat, Bulls, Hawks, Nets, Raptors, Hornets, Wizards, Pistons. Wizards and Pistons is tied 11-53. It can go either way, but it is eliminated. So it is what it is. So yeah, Pistons and Wizards is tied. You know, very tied. So I want to see who's going in at the bottom, who in at the 14, who in the 15, who in at 13, you know? Yeah, you like, you know, you guys know Minnesota and stuff like that. So it's going to be tough to watch and see. I'm excited about it. So, yeah. Now, I know. West, never know. Like I said, you never know in the West. You never know who's going to be number one seed, who's going to be the number two seed, who's going to be the number three seed. Like, the OKC, the Champs Nuggets, and Tim Wolf is like, they like neck and neck, but the Champs Nuggets versus the OKC is like back to back. Like, they're both like neck and neck. Like neck and neck. So, we all see who's going to, you know, be the first seed. It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough to watch and see. Also, you know, you don't see the OKC in the playoff. So, the OKC had a big, big big change, and they making it to the playoff is crazy. OKC number one, Chaps number two, Nuggets number two, Timberwolves number three, Clippers number four, Pels five, Suns, King, Dallas, Lakers, Warriors, Rockets, Jazz, Grizzly, Trailblazers, Spurs. So yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. Like, you know, like the West is like so challenging, and it's tough. Like, it's very, very tough. Like, you never know who gonna end up where. Like, where, shockingly, the Grizzlies will not make it to the playoff this year. Grizzlies not gonna make it to the playoff. You know, yes, they got a lot of injuries and stuff like that. I feel like they're going to make it up next year. I feel like they're going to make it back to the playoff next year. Just this year is not their year. So I feel like they're going to make it back to the playoff next year and fix some things and get some new pieces and stuff like that. Because, you know, they was battling injury. Like, crazy, just the team that was battling injury. But, you know, they didn't stop for nothing. And, you know, got, you know, push through. Every team have fought through injury and came back, but like Grizzly All Stars players was like battling injury and stuff like that. So it's gonna be tough to watch and see. I'm excited about it, you know. Next year, you know, I'm excited about next year for the Grizzly. Like, that's this year. I'm looking for like next year for the Grizzly to bounce back from this terrible season they have. But you know, you got the ups, you got the downs, you got the middle, so they can't, you know. I look at that, like, you know, we usually be in the playoff since John Morant been in the NBA. So the year miss this year is crazy. So I know Grizzly's friends, you know, not, you know, no hurt, but you know, you guys know, accept the fact, like, hey, it is what it is, you know. You know, we fought through it, you know, you fought through injuries like that. Also, you know, the guy kept their heads up, like, every team's kept their heads up and stuff like that. And, you know, focus on the draft and stuff like that. Also, get, you know, a good seed and stuff like that in the draft, being a lottery pick, you know. So, yeah, it was tough. The different from like the NFL draft, different from the NBA draft, that like the worst team like got the worst record, get the number one seed. Like, the NBA draft is that they get it from like a what them called like bingo thing, and you pick, get a number, and that's the number that would be like the number one pick, the number two pick, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, the top 10 picks. So like that, kept one. And that's how NBA, that's two different things. I feel like the NBA should do what the NFL did, is like with the worst team had the worst record should be capped the number one seed, and so far. And that's how you guys figured out who get the picks and stuff like that. But, you know, I think the NFL got more like teams and stuff like that, teams than the NBA, you know. So that's probably why. But I feel like it's a chance that, of course, the NBA have like come on two nights. So they doing like the NFL doing like have like two, like I think NFL got like two or three nights, I'm not sure. Come on, stuff like that. So NBA is doing what the NFL doing, going by like night. So the first night, that's the first round, and they got a second round, it's the second night. So that's cool as well. But I feel like, for me, I feel like the worst team should get the number one pick. Like, not like the, you know, do the pick out of a number, like the middle thing, and say the number, and stuff like that. Boom, that's the team who had the number one pick, or the second, third. I feel like they should, you know, the worst team should battle it out, you know. It's like that. But, you know, we got different teams. Different teams do, you know, come in clutch. So, players should take that away and let the worst team, like the worst team, getting on the pit. Like, for example, you can say, for example, between the Wizards and the Pistons, who got the worst record? But in the West, you got the worst record is the Spurs, Trailblazers. But between the overall Wizard and Piston, I would say the Pistons should get them one, Wizards should get them two. Then you got the Spurs, then you got Trailblazer, and then so far, I want to do it. That's why I feel like that's what they should do. But hey, you know, it is what it is. Probably down the line in the future, they probably do that and get, like, it's like, it's more easy, you know. You see that record already, you might wear it like that. And, you know, it's cool, you know, to, you know, get like a bingo thing, you know, get the number out, pull the number out, like, number one pick, draft pick, go to Detroit Pistons, or number one draft pick, go to Wizards, of that ball, they getting out the, thing with bingo, you know, like, you play bingo, you know, the little thing, and they did a little thing, move the thing, so, you know, shake the balls up and stuff like that, and then get the ball out after, I think the backseat, whatever it's called, out of the thing, and they say the name on the number, so I feel like they should, you know, do what the NFL is doing, is that, you know, you already know who got the worst pick, the worst record. I feel like they should do like that, like the worst record. Say Detroit, then the Wizards, then the Spurs, then the Trailblazers, and then so far, however, or the Hornets, however you want to do it, but I feel like that's what they should do. But, you know, down in the future, they probably do that and probably change that. But it'd be, like, dope to see, watch and see. But, hey, you know, it is what it is. But let me know how you guys feel about the NBA. How you guys seen Danzel? It's on Netflix. How you guys seen it? Let me know. But I'll probably watch it later. And, yeah, it's on Netflix. You know, something you can watch. You know, Netflix and chill with your loved one, your spouse, whoever you want to watch with. So, what about yourself? You know, it's Netflix and chill. But before we go, I'll take a deep breath in. I let it out. Take another breath in. Let it out. God first, so first. That's if you don't have kids. You know, if you're single. So, salute to you guys. God first, kids first, so first. Shout out to the single parents out there, though. Y'all big. Salute to you guys. God first, self, it's never father. And late show, no kids. Salute to you guys. God first, kid first, so first, and never. Salute to, you know, two parents household. Salute to you guys. Don't y'all big one. Also, make sure you guys follow us on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, Facebook. Subscribe to YouTube channel, of course, follow Wisdom. Also, make sure you guys tell a friend about Chi-Town Empire. Tell eight people about Chi-Town Empire. Also, go check out season 1, season 2, season 3. We're still in season 4. Check it out, Strike Town Empire. Like, go check it out, the episode. Like, every episode is so good. Like, every season is so good. Got some good, juicy episodes that we talk about. So, yeah, go check it out. Also, shout out to everyone in the U.S. Love you guys so much. Shout out to everyone overseas. Love you guys so much. Shout out to everyone. You know, shout out to everyone. Love you guys so much. Around the world, I love you guys. You know, all positive energy, all positive vibe. Love you guys so much. Also, make sure you guys, you know, tell everybody you know about Chi-Town Empire. Always say this. I want to say happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. So happy birthday to everyone's birthday today. We guys have an amazing, wonderful birthday. Always say this. If nobody love, we love you. Have a wonderful rest of you guys. Tuesday. Enjoy, and be safe. Peace and love. Thank you.
you guys on the Chi-Town Empire Show. Come back and watch the show. We love you guys on the show. Please leave a like and come back and watch the show. Please share our podcast. Please share the Chi-Town Empire Show. We love you guys, we gone.